This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good afternoon. At the tone, Pacific Daylight Time will be.
It's 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
One step closer to my own personal hell.
This is Primetime on Sports Radio 1080 The Fan.
We expect the best. We're not afraid to break someone. Do you hear me?
Primetime is your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Go ahead and clap. Mediocrity deserves applause.
Isaac Rodden.
I'm miserable. I had to get up at 10 o'clock this morning.
Jason Sicanet.
I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
All right. Welcome back. Hope you're having a beautiful little Thursday. It is Rop. That's me, Big Sook, right over there. And there, further there, is Ryan Buckley.
Hello.
He's our producer.
And Buckley's going no hat. And Buckley is almost always a hat guy. And I don't know why, but whenever he doesn't wear a hat, it throws me off.
Throws a lot of people off. I get a lot of comments when I don't wear a hat. I even have a hat with me today. I thought I was having such a good natural hair day, I just let it go.
You let it go?
I love that.
Yeah. It's because we all wear hats on a somewhat regular basis, but like even if I wear a hat, I take it off when I go indoors. I usually wear a hat because my head gets cold because I'm bald. But I kind of forget that Buck has hair.
Or a haircut, even.
Yeah, or a haircut.
And yeah, so, it looks nice.
Yeah. He's always got it nicely groomed, and he does the, you know, he's got a little side part there. But whenever I see him, it's like I'm looking at a different person,
and
it throws me off.
He's a presentable man.
He is.
Only slightly.
Even if he will steal from you.
He doesn't have to now because there's free beverages.
Yeah,
plenty. Hey, you guys, I got the scoop on the Palm Springs of Washington thing.
Yeah.
So we were talking about Yakima.
Someone called it the Palm Springs of
Washington.
Well,
a couple of people did, so I wondered, like,
there's a sign that says
that says when you drive into Yakima, the welcome to the Palm Springs of Washington.
Really?
So I Googled it, and I looked up a story. The owner of the land where that sign sits put it up himself. His name is Gary Lucart.
Gary, you can't do that.
The Gare Bear.
It's like naming yourself Bronco. You need third-party verification on that.
Well, he put it up in 1987. So it's been up for a long ass time.
Yeah.
And they asked him why, and he said it's because Yakima's really sunny compared to Seattle. So they want people from Seattle to come down to Yakima because it's so dreary in Seattle.
No one from Seattle goes to Yakima.
Well, and that they interview some people from Seattle, and they're like, yeah, I've been to Palm Springs. This is nothing like Palm Springs.
No.
But if you want to know why he put up the sign, welcome to the Palm Springs of Washington.
Mm.
It's because he felt that as LA is to Palm Springs, Seattle is to Yakima regarding the sunshine.
Interesting. I just, you know, I don't like self,
pleasuring.
Self-proclamation. No, self-pleasuring is fantastic. But self-proclamation, you know, it's like you think it was the city. They called me
sex
machine. No. You call yourself sex machine.
Yeah, it was just the guy that did it. It wasn't the town.
Yeah. The sign should read, you know, something more along the lines of like Yakima, more sunshine than Seattle, less meth than Longview.
Yeah.
That's more of an accurate sign, but to call it Palm Springs, you know,
yeah,
it's his land.
It's a bit much.
That's right. He can call it whatever he wants.
And yet it stuck.
He can call it the Big Apple if he wants.
Welcome to Yakima. At least you're not in Longview.
Yeah, I see that. I like. right? Have you been to Longview? Did you not like it? We're not as bad. See, just be a little more accurate. Set your standards a little lower.
Ducks basketball is cutting us off here in about 20 minutes, so let's get to the hot 5 at 5.
Oh. Hot topics, hot opinions.
Oh, golly, I'm hot today.
And hot air. It's time for the Hot 5 at 5.
That's hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 on Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
No, I mean it. That's very hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 with Isaac and Sue on 1080 The Fan. Number 5.
The NBA All-Star starters have been announced. In the West, the captain will be LeBron James. He will be joined by Luka Doncic, Steph Curry, Zion Williamson, and Nikola Jokic.
So two guys that have played like a half a season, half of a season at best, in Steph Curry and Zion. Okay. I thought Zion came back the other night, didn't he? He's been out for a while, but
you're asking the wrong guy.
I thought he came back.
I just always assume he's out.
I think he's back.
I think he's back, and I know Curry came back just a few games ago, too, so there you go.
In the East, it'll be Giannis... along with Kevin, Giannis is the captain. Kevin Durant, Jason Tatum, Donovan Mitchell, and Kyrie Irving.
Kyrie, by the way, I think over his last four games is averaging like 39. He's on a freaking roll. He's quietly kind of having an FU season.
Honestly, everyone said since he stopped being anti-Semitic, he's been great.
He's been fantastic. Once he stopped hating the Jews, he's
been great.
See
how that works?
Yeah.
Reserves will be voted on by the league's head coaches and will be revealed on February 2nd.
And they're going to, remember, they're doing the live draft right before the game.
Yeah.
As if that matters. Number 4. Something.
Jets hire former Broncos coach Nathaniel Hackett as their offensive coordinator.
In a desperate attempt to get Aaron Rodgers to want to come in.
Yeah, this leads to speculation they could land Aaron Rodgers in a trade. Robert Saleh, the Jets head coach, said they definitely want to land a veteran quarterback. They are making no bones about that, but they still want to develop Zach Wilson. And, of course, Hackett's tie to Rodgers is that Hackett was the OC in Green Bay with Aaron Rodgers before he got the Denver job.
Which is the reason why, supposedly, they gave him the Denver job in the first place, is they were trying to get him there. Basically, Nathaniel Hackett only gets jobs because they think it will land Aaron Rodgers. Which, you know, hey, play the hand that you're dealt. Good for Nathaniel Hackett.
That's all I have for that one. So we can move on.
Develop Zach Wilson. That's adorable.
Number 3.
Dennis Dodd of CBS Sports quotes a high-ranking industry source who says it's not if, but when San Diego State joins the Pac-12.
Yes! This came out a while ago that this was imminent, but, you know, you got to wait until the TV deals are getting ready to be done. So now they're in the new year. Everyone has signed their deal. It's only a matter of time before the Pac-12, and you would assume that the San Diego State thing will happen right before the TV deal.
Yeah, they're saying it's a slam dunk. I mean, it's a top 30 market. They have a new stadium. Their stadium's larger than the one that the Cougs play in Pullman.
And they're going to need something when USC and UCLA bail.
And they're the last team that plays FBS ball in Southern California. There's no one left to block their move, but they're the last one there. So they certainly don't want them to go to the Big 12 because then the Big 12 raids Southern California.
Yep. So I haven't heard anything else besides San Diego State. Might just be a 2-for-1 trade, UCLA and USC for San Diego State. But yeah, this has been in the works for months and sounds like it's getting close to being done. I want to see what the TV deal ends up being.
Remember, Amazon?
Well, you know, it's going to be some sort of streaming service, but, you know, Klyavkov has been, you know, talking about how great this thing's going to be, and I'm interested to see what the numbers end up being. But yes, part of this, if not all of it, I'm assuming at least half the games will be on a streaming network.
Is Klyavkov full of crap? I sort of feel like he is.
I feel like he is, too, but I think he's been put in a very, very difficult situation where he kind of has to lie. It's like his girlfriend's asking him if she looks fat.
Of course not, baby.
No, you're great.
Panthers hire former Colts coach Frank Reich as their head coach now. Carolina, 5 straight losing seasons, but Reich in his time in Indy was pretty good. He was 40-33-1.
Yeah, problem with that is Steve Wilkes, who took over that dumpster fire at 2-7, went 5-3, damn near won the division. Is an African-American coach. The players love him, and they gave it to Frank Reich, and a lot of people, including Steve Wilkes' attorney, are not happy about this. It's bad optics. Who knows what went in, you know, to this decision to hire Frank Reich, but it's just poor optics because if Steve Wilkes wasn't given that job, then he never had a chance at it in the first place.
Also, Dan Quinn announces he is staying with the Dallas Cowboys. He was a top candidate for the Arizona job and interviewed for the Colts and Broncos gigs. He's the defensive coordinator in Dallas at least for one more season.
Well, and that's code for no one ended up offering the job, so he stayed in Dallas. But I understand for like a team like Dallas, because there's no salary cap on coaches. Dan Quinn is a big part of what they do there. I do not understand why more teams don't throw large amounts of cash at a guy like Dan Quinn and just tell him, hey, do you want the pain in the ass of being the head coach and having to answer every question and the sword falling on your head? Or would you like to make $6 million and be the defensive coordinator and not have to worry about anything other than coaching defense? I would do it.
Conference championship week injury update. A couple things. Christian McCaffrey says there's no way he's not playing for the Niners on Sunday in Philly. He is fighting a calf contusion that he suffered in the Dallas game. Debo Samuel was back at practice today, but in a limited capacity, and running back Elijah Mitchell has been held out of practice again. In the AFC, Patrick Mahomes says his first practice on that high ankle sprain went better than expected, and he does hope to be able to not only play, but be able to scramble around on Sunday.
Yeah, people are. There's plenty of video of him like leaving podiums and walking to and from practice. There's no boot. It's a heavy tape job, but he's not even walking with a limp. This is going to be, at least it appears right now, to be a non-story. He's going to be fine.
And the Bengals have added tight end Hayden Hurst to their injury report. He has a calf problem as well, and he was limited at practice today.
And he'll play. Everyone will be properly doped up on Sunday, and they will play.
All right, the front runner for the Broncos job. Interesting name. We'll get to that next on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, Ducks coming up in a few. The front runner for the Broncos job. I guess all the Sean Payton stuff is kind of cooling. It sounds like he's going to go back to broadcasting.
Yeah, I guess teams were balking one at the $25 million that he was asking for.
As they should.
Yeah, and then there was some talk that maybe he was only going to ask 20, and that was still balking. People were balking at that. But I think the big one was the two firsts. Teams, the two first-round picks that New Orleans was asking for just wasn't really stomaching it. The one that you hear, and it's still Denver, that Denver is willing to pay the freight, but that Sean's maybe got some cold feet on that because of the Russell Wilson thing. But, I don't know, it sounded like Sean had his pick of jobs, and now not so much.
Well, he, in one sense, he's smart to wait because the Chargers job could come open, the Cowboys job could come open, and those would be better gigs.
Agreed.
Maybe, though. I mean, maybe. Dallas, would you want to work for Jerry?
I was reading one writer, though, who believed that Sean was taking all these meetings and showing all his interest because he was trying to get L.A. to offer all that money, and that if he didn't get what he wanted, he would go back to broadcasting and just wait out Brandon Staley.
Yeah, he's smart to do that. That would be the job I would want, but Spanos kind of sucks, too. I don't know. He's likely going to go back to the broadcast booth, and I'm glad these teams are calling his bluff because, dude, two firsts and $25 million, he ain't that good.
I don't think so. I mean, I'd love to have him. I'd love to have him be my coach, but
yeah, but not for that.
I want to look up. Hold on, I want to check something here because we've talked about this. Sean Payton's a hell of a coach. He's a really bright offensive mind. No one's doubting that. But he wins about 58% of his games. He's 11-11 in the postseason, and he has the one Super Bowl. And yet, Sean Payton is viewed as like this, you know, this godsend, right? And Mike McCarthy is viewed as a bumbling boob, right? Like we make fun of Mike McCarthy. And so I want to check something out. All right, so here we go. Mike McCarthy has been a head coach for 16 years. Sean Payton was a head coach for 15. So very similar. Believe it or not, Mike McCarthy has won 61% of his games to Sean Payton's 57-58.
They both had Hall of Fame quarterbacks.
Mike McCarthy in the playoffs is 11-10.
Whoa.
Sean Payton's 11-11.
Damn.
And they both have one Super Bowl. So
same coach.
I get that Sean Payton is a brighter offensive mind than Mike McCarthy. Remember, Mike McCarthy had to give up play calling duties, and he said it was a struggle for him. But they're both offensive guys. Payton a little brighter schematically, but I mean, the numbers are almost identical.
Yeah.
And would anyone give up a one, let alone two ones, and then pay Mike McCarthy somewhere between $20 and $25 million?
No, it's really, that's a really fascinating comparison because it makes you really realize how much weight, and perhaps we overweight, just the offensive wizard, right? Yeah, the whole X's and O's offensive guy. We don't care if you can't manage people. We don't care if you're, you know, you have shortcomings everywhere else as a coach. If you are an X's and O's offensive genius, see Cliff Kingsbury, then we'll hire you. Yeah. Like, we think that's the greatest thing in the whole
world.
And
I hadn't looked that up. Just when you started, we started talking about Sean Payton, I just had a, I don't know, I had a hunkering because you brought up the Dallas thing, right? That
I think it's hankering.
Hankering. It's a hankering. Yeah. And I just,
you,
I don't
hunker
know,
down.
I just had that feeling because they're like, oh, we're waiting on Mike McCarthy. And it's, that is staggering that the numbers are almost
identical.
And they
both
identical.
Had franchises that, I mean, it's not like one of them had an advantage over the other. They both had great quarterbacks, and both franchises sort of didn't put
everything around
those quarterbacks. Yes. So it's a very fair comparison.
But also, they both had two quarterbacks that did not take discounts. They had two quarterbacks that wanted every dollar that they could get. You know, and you look at, you know, obviously the Tom Brady's the gold standard of this, but, you know, Patrick Mahomes is an interesting case because you look at Burrow, who's going to get paid, Herbert's going to get paid, you know, Hurts is going to get paid, all these guys. For all of the money that Patrick Mahomes is going to make, remember, he signed like that 10 or 11 year deal that they can continue to, when you have a deal that long, you can manipulate that thing. Because at one point, like 4 or 5 years down the road, he's owed like a cap hit of like $65 million. They will keep deferring and changing and kicking that around. They're telling Pat, hey, man, you're here for life. And we'll keep kicking this can down the road, getting more space for you until you're at the very end. And then we'll pay the price for it. And we'll probably suck for a couple years after you leave. Is Joe Burrow or Herbert or one of these guys, are they willing to do that where they're going to structure it where, yeah, well, I'll get my money, but it may not be till a little bit later on, and I'm constantly willing to play around with my contract to provide me a better opportunity to keep players around me? Because even with that in Kansas City, they still had to let Tyreek Hill go. Once you start paying guys, tough decisions have to be made.
So the front runner for the Broncos job, they're now saying, is DeMeco Ryans, the Niners defensive coordinator.
Yeah, and supposedly he canceled a couple meetings because he wanted to focus on the playoff run.
Good. Because I was worried about that. Like, if I'm Buck, you know, Niner guy over there, I'm
worried
about
that. I hate that.
I don't like that.
The biggest one was that Packers second Super Bowl with Mike Holmgren when they lost to the Broncos. He was actively negotiating through that whole thing with the Seattle Seahawks, and then right after that he signed the largest contract in coaching history, and a lot of people point to...
Did he say that that was a distraction then?
A lot of people point to that as say that that is eye off the ball and that he was
Well,
not
that's
all
my
there.
Theory in
college football. Yeah, when you're negotiating with another school.
Players know that stuff.
It can't help.
No.
It can't help. So good on Ryan's for kind of saying, hey,
tell you what though.
Push that to the back burner. Talk to me after we win a Super Bowl.
That dude should be a head coach.
100%.
DeMeco Ryans. All right, Ducks basketball is coming up next. Our show returns tomorrow, 3 to 7, on The Fan. Good night.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.